Good morning, everybody.
It's nice to be here one more time, and I welcome you to another online sermon or service of the Grace Community Church. I know many of us are looking forward to a physical meeting following the government's announcement of lifting up the ban on church gathering. But we all do, but we have to look closely at the guidelines from the government before we jump right back in. We need to be sure what the government is asking us to do or not to do. That is why we have not hurriedly opened the church for physical gathering. I know that a tentative date should be announced today, you know, during the announcement. And we'll all work towards it. Between now and the date announced, we'll work towards it to make sure we are able to get everything right. The government's demand and our plans and our plans to, you know, make everything work better in the event that, or because we also need to continue broadcasting because of our followers who are not in the country, who cannot join us physically. Last week was the family meeting, and it was a very, very, very good time. I had a good time. I was able to, I was happy to see people I belong to physically and virtually. So hopefully soon we will have the pleasure to have a regular meeting again soon. Hallelujah. I'm sure you also had a nice time. I'm sure you also enjoyed yourself in every way. We've received a lot of thank you for the gifts that were shared. The truth is that we give thanks to God for the opportunity to do that, and for the many who gave of their substance, who gave something towards the cause. When we called for help, some people were willing to commit to it. So thank you to every one of them. Well, all in all, our thanks is to God, who has given us the privilege, the opportunity to give when the opportunity has showed up. Hallelujah. Let us pray before we go on into this service this morning. And Father, we are grateful for your love and for your mercy. We give you honor, we give you praise because of who you are and because of all that you do. We thank you because we know, we are confident, we are very assured that you are with us, that you are for us, that your word is true, that says you never leave and you never forsake us. So we are confident in our daily dealings, in all that we do. Whatever challenge or situation is facing us at this moment, at this time, Lord God, I thank you because it shall be taken away, or we shall rise above it, because we ride on your strength. Thank you, glorious God. Thank you, everlasting Father. Because in all of it, no matter what life situation is offering, we know that with you, we are safe, we are secured. We know that with you, the future is sure. We know that with you, we have victory. Victory in you, O God. You have placed us in the stand position of victory. We move towards life from the position of victory, and we thank you for that. And Lord God, I pray that this morning, as your children, we will listen to these few words I have to say, they will hear your voice as you speak to their hearts, and they will embrace the reality of your truth. They will walk with it. They will run after you to do that which, and align their thoughts and their thinking pattern towards your will, O God. And as they do so, thank you, God, because there will be remarkable evidence of your working in their lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love. Thank you for your death and your resurrection. Thank you for the impact it has made upon our lives. We bless your holy name, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So far we have been looking at walk. You know, our series Faith in Action, a very broad theme, Faith in Action. And we just started on the series of walk. And so far we have looked at the concept of walk, where we talked about the way the scriptures present the issue of walk to us and how we ought to perceive it and key into it. And last week we just finished on the attitude of walk, the attitude of walk, whereby we looked at a number of things as an attitude that the believer should have. One, we talked about how you should walk as unto Christ. We talked about how you should do whatever work he finds his hands to do. You should do it well, that is, with diligence. We talked about how the believer should walk with hope, with good anticipation that what he has committed his hands to, he shall prosper doing it. Talked about patience and perseverance. We looked at thanksgiving, how the believer ought to have a life of thanksgiving even as he walks. Well, it talks about how in every situation we must be thanksgivers. We must learn to give thanks. And we looked at a number of other things, focus, walk together, being dynamic. And we ended by talking about rest, how the believer must learn, must embrace a life where he learns to take rest from time to time. If God walked for 6 days and rested on the seventh day, then the believer must rest after work. Don't be so engaged with work that you forget that there's a place of rest. And it is even further better when you learn to rest in the Lord. That is where you build strength. That is where you build stamina. And you get back to work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So today's topic is what I've titled The Blessing of Work. The Blessing of Work. The Blessing of Work. Or in another way to say, work as a blessing. Work as a blessing. And I've picked my text from the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. I have it opened already. I expect that you open yours as well. I'll read verse 28. I'm sure it's a scripture that we might have come across at one time or the other. And we might be saying, what's the relevance of this? It says, let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. I'll take it again. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his own hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Hallelujah. That piece of scripture gives us an idea of someone who is at a negative point and has risen to the place of positive where he's able to even give out. Hallelujah. Is a place, is at a low place, a place of deterioration, where and has moved from that place to be able to get to a point where he's even able to give out of his hands. Hallelujah. To give out of what. So it's from negative to positive, even to the point of not necessarily abundance, but being able to express one of the key attitudes or life of the believer, which is described as a grace also that is given, is also able to give as well. Hallelujah. So that's the text for this morning. And I'll just, from that text, pick a number of points to share with us on this topic, the blessing of work. Blessing in this context speaks of, or in the context of my speaking this morning, talks of improvements. Improvements, that is a complementary benefit that comes to you. A complementary benefit that comes to you because you work. A complementary benefit that is an addition to you because you work. You know, readily or easily you are able to say, it's for money now, but much more than the financial gain, which will also be mentioned, much more than that are a number of other things that benefit you when you commit your hands to work. And most of them we'll look at from the light of a portion of scripture that we read. Hallelujah. So what are the complementary benefits that you get, or that you, that you get because you put your hands to work? What are they? I'll start with this point, that is number one, is that you create value. You create value. One of the, and this tends to a more to this tends more towards fulfilling your purpose. Fulfilling your purpose. When you commit your hands to work, it makes you useful to the world. Have you ever bought a thing? I know I've bought probably one or two things. You buy it, and you bring it home, and somehow you don't use it. You don't use it. You just bought a book, and you get home and you open it. Oh, okay, yeah, I remember one. I bought some board games, you know, for my kids some years back. And when I got home and opened it, it was written in Arabic. Hallelujah. I could not understand it. I could not get, nobody in the house could figure out anything that was written on it. So it was left there for a while. And what that means is that when you bring something and you don't use, it is useless. It becomes useless. It is useless. The space where you keep it would say that it is occupying space. It is just occupying space. It is there for nothing. And innate, or right innate with man, is that he does not want to feel that feeling where he feels useless. He feels like he has nothing to do. So one of the things that work gives to the person who works is that he has the opportunity to create value, which tends to be identified with him being useful, being purpose, fulfilling a purpose. As long as you're adding something, then we can equally saying that you are meeting a need, you are fulfilling a purpose, you are creating value. So when you walk, you create value.